After we learned last week that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already regretted, if we may say, that he appointed Shaul to become a king, Shmuel was the one that appointed Shaul to become a king. This is in Navi, chapter 16, sentence 1, Vayomer Hashem Shmuel, Ad Matay Ata Mitaveh El Shaul? Until when you mourning about Shaul? V'ani Ma'aspil Mimloch Al Yisrael, or has God set up with him that he should be the king of Am Yisrael? Malek karnecha shemen, fill up the horn with oil. Velech eshlachecha el Yishai v'talachmi, please go to Yishai that lives in Bethlehem. Ki ra'iti bevanav li melech, I saw one of his children ready to be a king. The Hashem doesn't tell him who is the one. And the question is, why not? Before Shaul arrived to Shmuel, to visit Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told Shmuel, I'm telling you the person, the candidate that is going to be the king of Am Yisrael. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not tell Shmuel who is the king. He tells him God is a family, and the head of the family, his name is Yishai. Go down there. And he doesn't tell him who is the guy. If it's one of his children, he is the candidate. If Hashem is telling Shmuel, let Hashem tell Shmuel. David is the candidate. Hashem doesn't tell him. Only tells him to go to the family. It tells him one of the children is going to be, he is ready to become the king. Also the other thing is over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel to fill up the horn with oil. He did not tell him to do it when Shaul arrived. This is the halacha. The halacha is that the first king and his son always, not the children, not necessarily, only with the machloket, the Gemara says. But this, David HaMelech had to be anointed with oil. And the Gemara says that because David HaMelech was anointed. With this oil, therefore his kingdom continued. Shaul HaMelech was not anointed with this kind of oil, just the regular pitcher of oil. And because he was not anointed with this special oil with the horn, therefore his kingdom was not continued. But again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell Shmuel when he appointed Shaul to become a king to pour oil on him. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel to take oil, to fill up the horn with oil, and go pour the oil on the candidate to become a king. Then Shmuel lech elech, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go, Shmuel answered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can I go? B'shama Shaul v'ragani, Shaul is going to hear that I'm going to appoint a new king, he might kill me.
And
then what? Shaul might kill me.
And
then so? It's good you go to Canaan earlier, you mean. It's the best. If you don't Kiddush Hashem, it can be better than that. Well, the only thing is that the person likes to serve a Kadosh Baruch in this world. The Mishnah Perkei Avot says that in Olam Haba you cannot serve a Kadosh Baruch. So maybe that's what Shmuel is worried about, that he doesn't want to go to Gan Eden before he's going to do the job that he has to do here. That he has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to go there before. But the Gemara says, Shluchei Mitzvah Inam Nizukim. If the person is going to do a mitzvah, nothing can happen to him. Gemara says, you go to a mitzvah, you can't say something happened to the guy on the way. He went to Beit HaKnesset, he fell off, and something happened to him. The Gemara says, impossible. But the Gemara says, that b'makom ha'shchiyah chezeka, in that place, is a very dangerous place, therefore, it might happen. It means, even though you do a mitzvah, even though it's shlofei mitzvah, and if you're going to do a mitzvah, nothing can happen to you. But the Gemara says it could happen to you if it's a dangerous situation. The situation is not 100%, even though you do a mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the mitzvah, impossible that you can get earth from the mitzvah. The Gemara said, if it's a place at the time that chas v'shalom you can get hurt because the situation is very bad, then it's no excuse. Even if you do a mitzvah, you might get hurt. So the Gemara, how do you know? Gemara said, this pasuk here. Shmuel said, I might get killed. And said, even though Hashem himself is telling him to go, Hashem is telling him to go. So Hashem tells you to go, it's not to ask. Says the Gemara, no. But because Shaul might hear that Shmuel went to appoint a new king, and Shaul would hear that Shmuel went to appoint a new king, Shaul would get angry and will kill him. Says the Gemara, it's considered makom sheyesh bo sakana, it's a place that you have danger, that place. That even though you're going to do what Hashem wants from you, doesn't matter, never mind that you do what Hashem wants, if it is a dangerous situation, chas v'shalom, something might happen to you. Simple explanation, what it means, the Gemara says, for example, if somebody is checking the house for chametz, and there's a place to have snakes, and he wants to check a wall, and he wants to stick his hand inside the wall to see if there's a chametz in the wall, and they know that they have snakes in that area, the Gemara said, don't stick your hand inside. You stick your hand inside, the snake will bite you. Says, how can the snake bite you? Says, I'm doing a mitzvah, we cut chametz. Says the Gemara, yes, but if it's a place the snakes are, they dwell over there, live over there, snakes, and there's possibility there's a snake over there, don't say, I'm doing a mitzvah, nothing will happen to you. If it is possibility that something might be there, says the Gemara, that's called a place there is a danger exists, and in that situation, even though you do a mitzvah, don't take a risk. So the Gemara, that's what you learn, that's why the Tanakh writes the story that Shmuel says to Hashem, how can I go, even though Hashem is talking to you, even though Hashem himself told you to go, nevertheless, the excuse, according to the Gemara, is a good excuse, that Shmuel said, if it is any possibility that I'm going to be killed, it means I'm in danger, you don't have to go, even though Hashem is telling you to go. It's like any other mitzvah. Hashem told you to search for chametz, and says, that's a search for chametz. I said, what happens if I stick my hand inside the wall? There is a snake inside. Hashem told me to search for chametz. I said, Achai, do not stretch your hand and put your hand in the wall because the snake might bite you. So when you hear the same thing, even though Hashem himself is telling Shmuel to go, Shmuel is arguing back if we may say that in terms of mitzvah, it's a dangerous situation. The halacha is, in a dangerous situation, you have to be careful. Am I careful enough by going over there? That's a simple explanation. Remember Hashem answered you right, a glad bakar pikaf v'yadecha, you should take with you a calf. Ramata nizmoch l'Hashem bati. You tell the people that you're going to sacrifice something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the meantime, sentence 3, the karata l'yishai b'zibach, and then at the same time, you say, okay, let me invite some people because I'm going to sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to call Yishai, that he is one of the important people that lived at the time in Bethlehem, and then, v'anuchi odiyacha et asher ta'aseh, then I'm going to tell you down there what you're going to do, u'mashachta et asher omar lecha, you're going to anoint it? You got it right now?
Yep.
Got it right.
Et asher omar lecha. I'm going to tell you over there what to do. The question is again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Shmuel to appoint the king. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to say right away who is the candidate? Why Hashem, it sounds like they have the American election. You don't know who is going to win. That is Hashem is sending you, let Hashem tell you right away. What's the secret? What Hashem is telling you? You get there, you see. What do you mean you get there to see? To tell Hashem, you should have told Shmuel, listen, this is the new candidate, his name is David ben Ishai, you go to Bethlehem, you want to pour on him oil, go pour on him oil. You don't tell Shmuel, listen, this, go bring it and invite people for a party. In the party, I'm going to tell you what to do, and I'm going to tell you in the party who is the candidate. Shmuel did what Hashem told him, he think he took a calf. And he came to Bethlehem, Ayeshredu ziknei likatzo v'yom shalom bo'echa. The two explanations. Another explanation, they got very scared. Because Yishmael was a very holy person. When he arrived without notice to the city, they thought something is wrong. There's different explanations. Love explanation only means the camel to greet him. You ask it, they say it with a question mark. It says, is everything right? Everything all right that you came over here? What's wrong that you just arrived there? Your mayor is sentence 5, shalom. Everything is okay. This is Hashem Batim. And he came here to sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Kashub Batim Iti Bazavach. Get ready, and I'd like to invite some people to join me in this sacrifice. So in the meantime, he only invited the family of Ishai. He says, come, join me with the sacrifice. He just omitted the rest of the people in Bethlehem. They sacrificed. They arrived to this party, we may say, to the meal. He looked at Eliyahu. That's the right guy. Must be this is the new king that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to appoint as a king. So the Medrash said he was ready to go and pour oil on him. But he couldn't pour. Like the pitcher, the horn, the oil was inside, like going backwards. He was trying to pour oil on him, and like his hand is being pulled back. Don't look at him. Even though he looks like he can be a king, he looks very nice and he's a candidate to become a king, but I fed up with him. I got disgusted with him. It's not what you see, not what a person sees with his eyes. A person sees with his eyes, Hashem Yireh Levav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in the heart, and this is the wrong candidate. The Gemara says, but this guy Eliyahu was ready to become a king. He was a real candidate before the Medrash. And the reason he was not appointed, he wasn't chosen to become a king, is because he had a temper. According to America, he was Jewish. He had a temper. He could not control his temper. The Gemara says later, you will see it in the next chapter. The next chapter you see that Eliyahu has a temper. He's screaming, he's getting angry. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to take him because he got angry. Because he has a habit to get angry, you cannot become a king. If your habit is to get angry, you cannot become a king. Even though that he looked in the eyes of Shmuel that he is really a candidate to become a king, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agree with that, since he gets angry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to become a king.
Like
Avodah Zarah, maybe. The Gemara says it's like Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says other things are also like Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says in Masechet Sotah, somebody is proud, is also like Avodah Zarah.
This is worse because it's bad for the whole soul, not just part of the soul, it's meaning the whole Neshama.
Yeah, maybe. The Gemara says, yeah, maybe.
And also, it doesn't seem that the impact on that anger, at least at this point in time.
Right. What?
It doesn't look like he's acted on that anger at this
point in time. Right, that's what it means. It means, right, it means he doesn't care to get angry all the time. That's the thing. He didn't learn Musar. But to learn Musar, he would be able to try at least to control them, because the Melech also got angry. The whole Tanakh is full of anger. The people got angry. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. They all get angry. And all, but most of the people get angry in the Tanakh. And Elisha got angry. Levim got angry. So it means he didn't want to take care of this problem, he didn't care about it. Right. What's the problem? I don't know what's the problem. So maybe, but this is what it is. Vayikra Yishai el Abinadav, vayaviro lifnei Shmuel. So Yishai understood it's not him, and maybe he saw also that Shmuel was trying to pour the oil on him, and his hand was pulled back. So Yishai called the second son. His name is Abinadav, vayaviro lifnei Shmuel. He passed in front of Shmuel, the second guy. Also him. Over here doesn't say the reason, he says Hashem doesn't like this guy. The third boy. Shmuel says, no, it's not this one. Yaveh Yishai Shivat Banal Fin Shmuel. So here in the Tanakh it says, in this book it says that Yishai had already seven children passed in front of Shmuel. So you must really say lo bachar Hashem be'elim. Now, none of those candidates are the ones that really can be any king. No one is ready to become a king. There's anybody else? There's another guy, a small one. But the Rav says he was about 28 at the time. About 28 years old. It's called the youngest one. He's a shepherd. He sent somebody to bring him over here. He don't have to be able to sit down and enjoy the meal, the sacrifice. Until he's going to come, he can't do anything. Must be him. Because I got a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all the seven are not good. So he's number eight. So in here, sounds like Yishai has eight children. So seven already passed, and David is number eight. In Sefer Divrei Yamim, it says that all together with David was seven. It's kind of a contradiction. The Pashim tried to say that there's a pasuk in Divrei Yamim that David brings. The pasuk in Divrei Yamim, it says that David HaMelech had another brother. His name was Elihu. Something like Eliyahu, his name was Elihu. So maybe he is one of them, even though he is not completely brother, it's half-brother of David, it's not from the same mother. So David is number eight over here. And number eight over there also, but it means David is number eight. Vayishlach ve'eviyehu v'uad munim yifei enayim etum v'roim. So they went and they brought David the Melech, he is red. Gemara says like Kesav. In Yifei enayim etum v'roim, but he has special eyes. The Midrash says that if you look at David's eyes, you saw seven colors in his eyes. And a very light colored eyes. And if you look in his eye carefully, inside the eye, you could detect seven colors. That's called Yifei enayim. The special eyes. The Tov Roi, it looks nice. The Gemara says that Shmuel was upset a little bit that David was red, that he remembered that he looks like a Tav, but Hashem said, don't worry about it. Look in his eyes, he looks different in his eyes, because he has special eyes. Hashem, at that moment that David arrived, Hashem told Shmuel, Kum Shachay, you go, anoint him. Go pour the oil on him. He's ill, that's the guy. Shmuel says that Shmuel did not have even a chance to do it. He felt that his hand is being stretched and the oil is getting pulled by itself from the horn. He got Shmuel to King Hashem and Shachoto, so he poured oil on him, became the Chav, right among his brothers. The brothers were standing by and he's pouring oil on him. ותצלח רוח השם על דוד מהיום ההוא ומעלה את זה from that day on דוד אומר he had a special power energy from הקדוש ברוך הוא something that let him lead עם ישראל ויקום שמואל והלך רמת השמואל left right away the party he went up on what does it mean exactly this kind of scenery that you appoint a king this way what does Hashem want to teach us to that, what Shmuel is ready to do for Am Yisrael at that moment that he is taking this opportunity to appoint a king with just going over there, pouring oil on him, so the finished, poured the oil, ran home. At the same moment, said the Navi, let Chachamim say, Ruach Hashem Sarah Mim Shaul. What Shaul felt all the time as a king, that he has special wind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside him at that moment that David got this kind of energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaul lost it. Shaul lost what he had. We had a Torah Ram et Hashem in the same moment, a bad wind started to frighten him. Then came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more of the Shaul Elav, Yina Ruach Elokim Ram Yivatecha. Was the slave, the Shaul told him, look what happened to you. You're getting crazy. There was no sanatorium those days. And we have a solution, no Prozac, no medicine. And what are you going to do? He's going crazy. Please, with your permission, you tell us, and we're going to take in your name. Let's find somebody that knows how to play the harp. And you can have an attack. If you're getting crazy, then these guys can play the harp, the violin, the harp, and you feel better. So told the servant, very good. Again, please find somebody that knows how to play very nicely. Bring him to me. One of the people of the Nazarene, he saw a son to Yishai that lives in Bethlehem. He knew him again. He knows how to play. He meant maybe to embarrass a bit. But at the end, the message was that there is a person, the son of Yishai, that he knows. And also, he's a very nice person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him all the time. He should be the right person to come and play the instrument in front of Shaul HaMelech in order for Shaul to feel better. Shaul sends some messengers to Yishai, and Mishalchan Ha'elah David B'zichah Asher Atom. Shaul doesn't know anything that David is really was anointed by Shmuel. But he's calling him because the information is that he knows how to play an instrument, and Shaul needs it now. So he's asking Shaul, David's mother, father, send him to me. Regal Yishai chamo lechem, filled up a donkey with bread, with no yain. A pitcher of wine, v'gdi yizim echad, and a little goat, v'yishlach liya David b'no Shaul, he was sending his son to Shaul, plus a present that he was appointed to be the guy that is going to heal the Shaul HaMelech, maybe. Remember David was Shaul, and the father of David came to Shaul, and standing over there, v'yavir v'od, v'yidon sekil him. Shaul loved him. Maybe David loved him, it's a machlok, but who loved him? V'yidon sekil him. And he's helping him, he's carrying his things, like he became a servant. Vayishlach Shaul Yishai Lemor, Shaul sent a messenger back to Yishai, and said, it's very nice, I'm very proud of your son, Yamot Ben David Panayaki Matatachem Beran. Please let him stay with me. I love this gentleman. Yad V'yot Ruach Elokim HaShaul, when Shaul felt that he's going to have an attack, that he feels very down, depressed, ולקח דוד את הכינור, דוד יוסף פיק דהרב, זה ביולין, וניגן בידו, he's playing it, זה רבח לשאול וטוב לו. So it's a new medicine. They try, you know, you go to the sanatorium and see the crazy people that try to play over there the instrument. Let's see if it helps. דוד says it does help. דוד says that Shaul felt better when David started to play the violin. The Sarabah Baruchah, he says, actually, not only it was an illusion, it did happen. He says that bad dream got off right away from Shaul. Right? It's a very nice story. He says, what's behind it? What's really what the Navi wants to tell us? And Ari says like this. Every mitzvah in the Torah, that's one of the mitzvot I say, that to appoint a king. This, by the way, it says in the Torah, is only, it says, when you come to Eretz Israel, and you're going to say you want to have a king, you should appoint a king. That's a mitzvah. But it doesn't say in the Torah clearly, go appoint a king. It doesn't say this. It says in the Torah, if you come to Eretz Israel, and you're going to request to have a king, you may have a king. But usually you don't have a mitzvah this way. Usually all the mitzvot in the Torah, Hashem tells you, you have to build a sukkah, you have to sit in a sukkah, you have to shake a lulav, you have to put filin. It doesn't say if you want to put filin, you put filin. If you want to keep Shabbat, keep Shabbat. If you want to wear tzitzit, wear tzitzit. It doesn't say that. It says there's no conditions in the Torah. It's the only mitzvah that the Torah says if you want to have a king, then you should have a frank king. What kind of mitzvah is this? That if you want to, if it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, that doesn't mean you're going to request a mitzvah. Every mitzvah that we have, it's an obligation. It's one of the mitzvot. Hashem told us clearly, it's not either black or white. There's no such thing is if, maybe, if I want to do this mitzvah, go ahead. No such thing, if you want to sacrifice, it's not a commandment. Hashem said, this is the mitzvah is to do it. So here there's a very special mitzvah, that the mitzvah was like an optional. If you decided to have a king, go have a king. The second question is, that will Am Yisrael did ask a king from Shmuel and Abi, a few chapters before, Shmuel was very upset. Shmuel said, why are you asking for a king? You shouldn't ask for a king. And I said, Hashem is your king, why are you asking a king? And Hashem is telling Shmuel, listen, don't be upset. They don't want me. Don't be upset, it's nothing against you. Shmuel felt really that this is something against him, maybe because he was the leader at the time, and he felt it's not right what they're asking, you know, leadership. But Hashem convinced him and tried to tell him, man, don't be upset, it's nothing against you, it's against him. And the other question is, what the Chachamim ask, it is a mitzvah in the Torah, an optional mitzvah, a mitzvah in the Torah, that you may have a king, so much more it's upset. Because they're asking for a king, good for them. It says in the Torah you can ask for a king. So they ask for a king, so what's wrong with it? Shmuel is very upset, he's making it like a miracle over there, he's telling the Hashem is upset at you, Am Yisrael regrets what they ask. And also the way the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appoint David HaMelech is not a regular thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wanted to choose a king, he would say right away, that's the king, that's the king, and that's the end of the story. Anyway, this nap was done in front of Am Yisrael, this was done quietly, and David is going to have to go out and is going to announce and say that he is the king, and Am Yisrael would have to believe that he is the king, because it's not going to be any party, any inauguration to appoint David HaMelech. So really, it's not like it was in Shaul HaMelech. Shaul was appointed as a king in front of Am Yisrael, and Shmuel told Am Yisrael, that's the guy Hashem chose him, he is just a quiet thing, and it was the end of it. I said, why did Hashem do it in that way? Again, also that the way it says over here, the way it says in the Dvarim, that David HaMelech was number 7, number 8. It's not so strange for us, this number, but what's behind it? Also, the way the Navi tells us that Yishai had the children over there, and each one is trying to see that's the right candidate, and Shmuel said, no, that's not the right one, it's not the right one. And says, he is the last one. That's the guy. And he says, listen, you have to bring him because we're not going to sit down and enjoy the meal until you bring the guy, and comes in, and that's the guy. What's the guy? What David HaMelech is better than all the others? What David HaMelech really has is the chut to be the first king and to be Mashiach, and this is something that really Hashem did not want to reveal before. But he had to go through all the children, and Hashem did not want to say right away David HaMelech. So he says like this, that really king really represents this world. This world is the world that's called Nukva, it's called judgment. Judgment. You should expect all the time on this world judgment. This really what it means, kingdom. In the Kabbalah also, it's called Sfirat Malchut. It's called the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself and applies himself down on this earth is not with his generosity. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very generous. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very kind. But that's not what this world is all about. This world is to accept the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that you have to realize that you really are here like to take a burden. It's not a vacation place. We're going to suffer. This is really what David HaMelech calls himself. It says, Ani Avdecha Ben HaMasecha. I am a slave of the maid, that he refers either to his mother or he refers to his great grandmotherhood. That his life is constantly obeyed. Still, in every situation, said the Gemara, David HaMelech was singing. I said he's happy all the time. He's happy all the time, just to tell you that just because you have hardship in life, it doesn't mean that you have to be upset. Because this is really what you have to understand, that you're here in this world to accomplish that you're happy with the situation. If you're not happy with the situation, you didn't do anything. That's really what the Torah means. That if you come to Eretz Israel and you're going to ask for a king, what it means is kingdom is time to understand that whatever happened is for the best. It says if you reach that stage, you understand the situation, you understand, you may appoint a king. It says this is why that mitzvah was given us as an optional, because a king is not something that you get as a privilege. A king is a bad thing, is a bad thing. It says a king means that you have no authority, you cannot say anything, there's no free election, you cannot bribe the officials. It says nothing. Everything is in the head of this guy and he can be very tough and mean to you. You cannot say not anything. It says if you have a king that he does everything right and he doesn't say anything and he gives respect to everybody and everybody does what he wants, that's not called a king. So this is what the Gemara says, Shaul HaMelech's kingdom wasn't able to be continued. Because Shaul HaMelech was not tough enough. The opposite. He was very humble. And because he was very humble, people did what they wanted. They made fun of him. He was quiet. Nobody wanted to listen to him. And this is not something that Hashem expects a king to do. Again, a king is part of kingdom. Kingdom means that you have to feel the truth, that you're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to do what he wants you to do. But you're not here on vacation. That's called Malchut. That's called Sirat Malchut. And the Ari says, that the Zohar says, it's full of judgment. Ari says, the Zohar says, every Shnat Shemitah, the Ari and the Zohar says, that every Shnat Shemitah expects a lot of judgment. The Gemara says, at the end of Shnat Shemitah, you should expect Mashiach. Because Shnat Shemitah is time of judgment. Because time of judgment refers to the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says Ari, that's what really what that means as an optional. It means you have to be ready for that. It's not just a thing, you know, that you want to have a king. So to have a king means that you reach the stage that you understand that this world you are in or underneath that wing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called kingdom. And that it is very tough to exist over there. Because you're putting yourself in a very tough situation. Are you ready for that? That's exactly what happened. When I'm Israel told Shmuel HaNavi, we want a king. Shmuel HaNavi said, excuse me, I know you, you're not ready. You're not ready. You're not ready, I'll show you. I'll show you certain things and you're not ready for that. So you can't just ask a king because you want to have a leader. A leader means just a representative. But a king means a kingdom. And that's what Shaul is threatening on Israel. And he's telling them that you should know what the king will do is he won't be nice to you. He will take the girls, he will take the boys, he'll make them servants, he'll take them to the army. He'll take away your properties. He will make you pay taxes. That's why are you saying it? Because that's the purpose of a king, to drive you, to put you on the track that's called Sfirat Malchut, the method of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that reveals himself as a king.
What's the alternative?
Well, the alternative is what we have today. It's nothing. We have Arif Sharon. Wishy-washy. So you don't do nothing. You get nowhere and he does what he wants and then you have a good time. But again, this is not, it is Hashem, you know, before Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to reveal himself. To reveal himself is only when you feel completely that you are a slave. It means you have nothing to do. You have nothing to say, don't expect anything, whatever he wants to do to me. And he said, that is why the Gemara says Shaul HaMelech's kingdom could not have been continued, because Shaul was too soft. People make joke out of him, he was too humble. He says, you don't understand, it's a job. And that's what Shmuel screams at Shaul, and he tells him, what's going on? This was last week, Shaul, that we learned that he came back from Amalek. And the Shmuel asked him, what happened, what all these things, it says the nation had some mercy, I just could not do it. So Shmuel says, listen, im katonot ha-be'enecha, worship Israelata. you're very humble, but you have to understand, you're the head. So what if I'm there? I'm the head and I'm humble. He says, it's true, you have to understand, you were chosen to become a king because they demanded the king. King means toughness. King means he should rule. If you listen to them, it means they are the king, you're not the king. The same thing was the story before, says Ali. This was the test that Shmuel told Shaul, wait, do not sacrifice in the Gilgal until I arrive. 7 days you have to wait for me. 7 days, we need pressure. It says, Plishtim are going to surround Am Israel, and they are going to ask Shaul, no, let's go, let's go. And Shaul says, we're waiting. And then he's going to sacrifice, he's going to take the sacrifice, he's going to slaughter it. Shmuel will arrive, he says, what do you do? Shaul will say, listen, the nation already started to go away, I didn't know what to do. And that moment Shmuel says to him, again, you're going to lose the kingdom. Again, a king is some tool for us to understand what it means, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch. To understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really resting on our shoulders and we have no way to run away. If you have a chance to run away, it's not kingdom. And that's what really was going to be when Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come, it's going to be so clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom regime that the person will not be able to do anything against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea that this is really what Shmuel is saying to Am Yisrael when he asks for a king, tells him you're not ready, and we'll see very soon. We see very soon that Am Yisrael is going to, that he's already in town of Shaul as well, but even after David HaMelech is going to become a king, he's going to come to a point that Am Yisrael will scream, we don't want David as a king. He says, everybody should run back to your tent. And this really was the story of Avshalom, that people join Avshalom against David HaMelech, because Avshalom was, at least from outside, he was very nice to polite everybody, and he convinced everybody, he says, David HaMelech is too tough, you don't need such a king, it's not good for you. Defeated the purpose of king. And the Gemara said that this is one of the reasons that we don't have Mashiach, is because Ma'asu v'malchut b'David, that Am Yisrael got disgusted with David HaMelech. He said, it's not the right king, we don't want such a guy. He said, the reason is, he's too tough for us. In a way, says Ari, this is really why Shmuel Navi, when he saw David, he was scared a little bit. He said, look, he's red. And he said, yes, a red one. You need a red king. Because red represents judgment, toughness. You need a tough one. Again, you need a tough one, not because he's supposed to control you, just he's supposed to prepare you for that thing that's called kingdom, or that thing that's called Mashiach. This is really what Hashem is trying to tell us. It's not a very tough. It's very tough, yes. But he knows that he's an instrument. And he's going to make for us a tehillim. He's going to sing. And the Navi says, the Chachamim says, at that moment that the oil was poured on David HaMelech, he started to sing. Again, he's not singing from happiness. He's singing for the situation. But for him, he doesn't want to become a king. But he understands the obligation of somebody to become a king. What it means is, this is preparation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arrival as the king of the world, as the kingdom will come down back to universe. And that's what David is going to tell you, that David is the new candidate, and he gets a special energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How you say that? The Midrash says, David HaMelech got a special energy. It's not an energy of mercy, an energy of judgment. But the minute the oil was in his head, he felt something. So what do you feel? He said, I've become very strong. So the Midrash says that this, at that time, right after that time, he got something inside the system that he was able to fight animals. גם את הארי, גם את הדוב, יקרא עבדך, that he was able to control few lions together, few bears together. So the same explanation is, the Gemara said that a person has to be strong in order to become Mashiach, to become a king. But it's like, what we hear it means is that he knows that he has a power, and the power is to rule, but the power to rule is not because he's supposed to rule. It's because it's supposed to prepare the nation. They should feel they are being ruled rather than ruling themselves or the ruling others. And Elohim says, listen, this is how it's going to be. That Shaul HaMelech, all of a sudden, he loses the thing, because now he's the new candidate. He gets it. And that moment, Shaul lost it. What do you mean he lost? It means the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Shaul to have, he lost it. He doesn't use this power. They gave it to David. They gave it to David. So you think, you're going to think David HaMelech is a cruel person. Is this somebody very tyrannical, judge? No, you're going to say, this is the guy who's playing an instrument. So somebody's going to ask, what do you say about this guy? And he says, he knows how to play a violin. I says, he plays it very nicely, and he's doing a very nice job. I said, yes. Because he's going to serve, as we say, to heal Shaul HaMelech from the time that he gets an attack. I says, what do you mean? This is what the Nabi wants to tell you. The kingdom means the opposite what Shaul thought, and this is Shmuel understand. That now this is what Hashem wants to be. Hashem wants a king in this kind of a matter. So he looks at Eliyahu, he says, oh, Eliyahu is good, this guy is good, seven children, this guy, he says, no, you don't understand what the king is all about. A king is opposite what you think, and I'm going to show you the candidate. The candidate is different. I said, we were the fourth, you know, the candidate, David is good. So then he says, no, we're going to choose, it can be number seven. Seven is Malchut, and seven is the kingdom, so this is David HaMelech was child number seven, or number eight, the other one doesn't consider a brother from another mother. And says he is the right candidate because he is number seven. So number seven is judgment. And he says that's the Gemara says, the Zohar says, you know, really Shabbat is number seven. And Shabbat really has a tremendous power. On Shabbat itself, really number seven represents judgment. It's called the kingdom. It's called Shabbat HaMalka. Says bad things can happen on Shabbat. Because really that's the purpose of number seven in the universe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom gave us the mitzvah of Shabbat. So by keeping Shabbat we are able to control the judgment. The star that rules Shabbat is Shabtai. And Shabtai is a very bad star. Very bad. The influence of Shabtai. How do you call it? Saturn? Saturn and Shabtai?
Saturn.
I think Saturn is very bad, huh?
Saturn is one of all the rings.
He really controls the day of Shabbat. And he is full of bad luck. The only way to be able to survive is by keeping Shabbat. So Shabbat was really a present for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an obligation. What it means like this, that on Shabbat really you should feel like a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means you understand what means kingdom. And this was the purpose of the laws of Shabbat. It's not an obligation to keep Shabbat, don't do this, don't do that. That is, by not doing certain things, then you feel that you're a slave, and if you feel that you're a slave, then the bad powers, the bad entities that comes because of Shabbat or Saturn don't have any power over you. And that is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us. That's the first thing and the last thing. And this is the king that's called Yirah in the Melech HaMashiach. It says, expect, the Gemara says, before Mashiach will come, it's going to be world war. Gog and Magog. It says, why do you need before Mashiach will come? Why do you need Mashiach? You read the Navi. It says, tremendous tragedies, horrible scenery. Unbelievable bad things can happen before Mashiach will come. It says, why do you need it for? For what? For what do you have it? So Mashiach can come with pleasure. What do you need this thing? That's also the Haftarah. There's going to be a day of judgment before Mashiach will come. But either, because this is really the purpose of what we call the kingdom. A kingdom is that you have to feel that you're here just to be a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rebbe Melech was chosen. But he feels it, and he's happy with that. He's thinking about it. And even in the time that he had a hardship life, very hard life, he thanked. He says, because it's not the bad situation that I am at. It's the situation that you have to understand that you're here to be able to carry it, to take it. And Shaul HaMelech did not really rule on Israel. So therefore, there he says, that's over here in this chapter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel, listen over here, you take the horn and you take with a special oil. This is the oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It was in the Mishkan. He says, go fill up this horn, take this horn. And says, the oil will come by itself over the head of David HaMelech. And that's the right candidate. He has to be red. He must be red. Because it shows that he will have the attitude to control. But you need somebody to control. You need somebody to control. And but he's not going to be a bad person. Like we describe Esau. His eyes will have seven colors. So again, seven colors shows it means that he deserves to be able to rule, to be a king. And he will do the right thing, but he will do it to you in the right way that you should feel that he is the God that is bringing you towards what we call the method of Malchut, the Sefirat HaMalchut. So even this is really what this chapter is all about. That the preparation for Mashiach, preparation for us to understand that in order for us to have this opportunity to be able to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only, it's called Sefirat HaMalchut, that you feel that you're the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. That's what David HaMelech praises himself constantly, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him also Avdi David, Avdi David, Nasi Aleh, Melech Aleh Navi says, it says that he is the king and he is the slave, because he is going to bring you towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that no one else can bring you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really what the Navi says, that the Midrash says that Yishai did not believe anything about him, about David HaMelech. He didn't believe about him. He says he is a worthless, his God. Even they threw him out of the house, they thought that he is a mamzer. He is nothing. Still, he's the happiest person in the world. He's going, he's singing in order to play. He says, the Midrash says that they think David HaMelech when he was born, they threw him on the street. He says, we don't want him. He thinks he is a mamzer from David HaMelech's mother. Only now, the Midrash says, when Shmuel came and appointed him to become the king, she said, no, I'm the real mother of David HaMelech, and then the father, Yishai, is the real father. Before they suspected he's not the real father. There's a story, the Midrash says, that Yishai wanted to separate from his wife, and he said he's going to marry a slave. And then the slave, the maid, told the mother, and then the mother came, and David HaMelech switched, and David HaMelech was born. And nobody knew the story until today. Still, he's a very happy person. So everybody's insulting him, he's on the street, he's on the field, and they ignore him. And when Shmuel HaMelech comes to the house, they said, well, everything my children, said, yeah, one in the field, and God said, they said, forget about this guy is a mamzer, this guy is nothing, he's worthless. And I said, no, we have to wait for this guy. That's the guy, that's him, that's him. So why did Hashem make it in that way? So for 28 years, nobody knew the secret, everybody called David HaMelech mamzer. Just to show you, says Ari, that even though in that situation, he was still a very happy person. He was singing and he was playing the harp, playing the violin. He said he's happy. And it's called kingdom. If you understand it, the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Ari, this is nothing. Nothing will bother you, and you're happy with every situation that you're at. Says Ari, that's the king, that's the king that we have in Am Israel, to lead us to understand that we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not really a